Hello and welcome. This is Mike Moody with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. For Bible Study Family Night this week, we'd like to look at the Book of Psalms and select a few of the different psalms that we can pick out of the 150 given to us in the inspired Word of God. Let's look first to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you and ask that these studies today might lift us up in this entire week, that we might be encouraged by thy word, that we might be able to see a glimpse of our Savior, that we might know more about him. Father, we pray for any lost soul that is listening, that the word of God will go forth and penetrate the hearts with thy spirit. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Today we'd like to open up with Psalm number 23, perhaps the most familiar psalm, often quoted with people laying on the bed of affliction, often quoted to family and friends at a funeral procession, often quoted by ones of need of encouragement. We see in Psalm 123 a psalm of David, such as many, many of the psalms. You know, we find David, the king of Israel, the one in which Christ came in the line of David. We see David in 1 Samuel and in 2 Samuel. We see David in the Psalms praising God. We see David crying out for deliverance from his enemies. We see David in repentance. We see David expounding upon the character of God. So here in Psalm 23, let's just begin this familiar psalm with reading verses 1 to 6, the entire psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord bless the reading of his precious word as we have read Psalm 23. Let's consider, verse by verse, if you will, this psalm that we could call Jehovah's care, the Lord's care over his sheep. Verses 1 to 3, notice the pronouns he and me four times. Verses 4 to 5, six times we see thou or thy in connection with I and my. We see the personal discussion, the personal way that this man David relates to the Lord. He and me, I and thou, as he's talking in an intimate way of his shepherd. Isn't it interesting that David himself was a shepherd? There were men such as David and others in the Word of God. We see Moses and different ones that spent time out in a field as a shepherd, leading sheep. What a way to learn how to lead people, to see how they're so in need and how ones can stray off. It's interesting how God uses sheep in a marvelous way as it speaks of those in the New Testament that are to be the spiritual leaders in a local assembly, that they're to guard the flock, protect them, the scripture tells us, from grievous wolves that shall come in. We see how, and also the connection of the shepherds. When we see it spoken of the shepherd in the Word of God, it's speaking of the Lord himself, the great shepherd of the sheep. Notice also, verses 1 to 3, the character of the shepherd and the response of the sheep. That is us in response to our great shepherd. Peter would write, the shepherd and bishop of our souls. Verses 4 to 5, it speaks of the communion at his table, speaking of the great circumstance we have, the position that we have when we're in Christ. Well, let's note here, the shepherd. It says, it notes the places, verses 2, lying down, that is rest. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Note David here, a shepherd. Back in 1 Samuel 16 and 17, he was the one that was out tending the flock, and there was a great need to go to that one Goliath. There was a great need to take care of the enemy. But of course, David was not the one that they were examining. They looked at all the other ones in connection when it was time to anoint one as king as well. But yet there was that one, that little lad David, which was the anointed of God. Well, we think of all the time that he had by himself. That makes us think of Paul and Elijah and Moses out in the desert, perhaps, out in the wilderness, out in the field. These men, in their different circumstances, had time alone with God. That's what we need before we can be of any use as a servant of God. Well, notice also in this little passage here when it speaks of, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Think of that word green. It's the word for tender grass. Healthy. Think of something that is healthy and not barren. Tender grass. Green grass. That which is healthy. And it says that he guides us by still waters. That speaks of us as of a time of peace. The still waters. Remember the Lord when he said to the roaring sea, the storming sea, peace, be still. We think of that wandering sheep. We mentioned before, if we were reading Acts 20, it'd speak about how the under-shepherds, the leaders in the local assembly of believers, are to guard that flock. And we have the Lord Jesus as the great shepherd, the one that gives us peace. Well, we go on. It speaks of restoration in verse 3. He restores my soul. Think of how David in Psalm 51, as he was confessing his sin, he said, I sin against thee and thee only, God. And he said, Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. We see there the cry for restoration with his God. And we go on. It speaks of leading. He leads us. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Well, in Psalm 119, 105, it speaks of how he is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. John 10 tells us there that he is the door for the sheep. We go on over to John. Maybe we could examine that just a little bit. Turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. We pick out a few selected verses here. Pick up with me in verse 7, I am the door of the sheep. Verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and am known of mine. This is the one, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one of the great I am. I am the good shepherd. Verse 15 goes on, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. My friend, the Lord Jesus Christ is the very one, the one that we as believers say he is our shepherd. We say that because we know that he has laid down his life for us, the sheep that were truly in need. You know, there was a time in the Gospels when the Lord looked over a great multitude with compassion. He said, these are as sheep without a shepherd. My friend, are you out there today as lost sheep without a shepherd? Turn to Christ as the one that has paid in the fullest extent for your sins. There is forgiveness of sins in this one who would like to be your shepherd, to lead you and guide you. Now we see here as well, it says it's for his namesake. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. It's not unto our glory or unto our name. Another psalm says, not unto my name, not unto my name, but unto thy name, give glory. So we see the preeminent position that we should give, the very name that's above every name, is that we should look to glorify the name of the Lord. For his namesake should be our attitude and our motive in all that we do. So we see here that he places, he guides, he restores, and he leads. And we are satisfied, we rest, we have peace, and we follow. You know, as we move on to verse 4 and 5, we see the sheep's response. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Here we think of that valley. Think of how in 1 Corinthians 15 we read, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The shadow of the valley of death. We think here also, as we see this area of the sheep's response, we see here the rod of correction. The Lord chastens those whom are his in Hebrews 12. Speaks of a staff here, a staff which speaks of that which we would lean on, that we depend upon him. Also, we see how it speaks in verse 5 of that table. He prepares the table. We think here of that great illustration of Mephibosheth, his name meaning breathing shame. That was us. It's one whose name means shame. That was us before the Lord Jesus, as he came, and the one that Scripture says that God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That unmerited grace, that kindness that David was looking to show upon the house of Saul. Those that did not deserve it, but yet he was willing to show that unmerited favor. What do we see in connection with our Lord? We see his unconditional love. We see this in Mephibosheth. He said, why should I, such a dead dog as I, sit at thy table? This is the one that came from Lodibar, the city that means without pasture. Yet now, when you know Christ is your Lord and Savior, you're as in Psalm 23, you may say, the Lord is my shepherd. No more coming from Lodibar, but now you can say, the Lord is my shepherd. What a luxurious table he set before us. We may say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, and have a good day.